The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Blue Willow Bride, your intimate bridal boutique located in Collingwood, Ontario. Contact Blue Willow Bride for all your wedding needs.
Hi, I'm Amir Brandon, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. With his Persian background, Ottawa-born, Toronto-based R&B singer-songwriter Amir Brandon just released his debut single titled Champagne. Amir has performed headlining showcases at the Canadian Music Week and has shared the stage with Black Eyed Peas, Taboo, and garnered more than 2 million plus streams on YouTube for his stunning takes of R&B greats. Set to launch this summer is his forthcoming premiere album, Lonely Club. Achingly peels away Amir's desire to ditch the bubbly in favor of dancing alone with his broken heart. Joining me via Zoom is Toronto-based pop singer-songwriter Amir Brandon. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Blue Willow Bride in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio. Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Zoom is Toronto-based pop singer-songwriter Amir Brandon. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you were born in Ottawa to immigrant parents from the Middle East and then moved to Toronto. For our listeners, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's Amir Brandon. I was born in Ottawa. I have a Persian background, although I'm Canadian born, and now I'm living in Toronto. I'm an R&B pop singer-songwriter.
And where do you find your inspiration when writing a song? Because I understand you're inspired by hit songs.
Yeah, ever since I was little, I feel like I was always almost studying pop music. Like when my older siblings were playing, like, you know, hit music over the radio or their favorite CDs, I was paying pretty close attention to the melodies. I didn't hear the lyrics very well, but I really attached to melodies. And I think that that really influenced the way that I create melodies now.
And how long have you been writing songs?
I mean, I've been writing songs ever since I could remember, but I would say writing songs professionally for around 8 years, maybe.
Nice. And who had the most influence in your music?
Vocally, I would say that Mariah Carey is my biggest influence. I feel like I've taken after a lot of the different vocal techniques that she uses. I'm a huge fan of switching between registers when it comes to like the chest voice and the higher falsetto stuff. I think that adds a lot of color to vocals. When it comes to songwriting, honestly, a little bit of everything. I'm very into more commercial music. Like I remember when I was in high school, I was a huge fan of Rihanna's hit songs, for example. But just some of my favorites. I'm a big fan of, I don't know if you know of Sufjan Stevens. He's a more acoustic indie kind of artist. He's had some music in some pretty big movies like Call Me By Your Name. And I think that he has a really cool, darker kind of approach to his songwriting. And I'm trying to incorporate that into my music as well.
And you performed headlining showcases at the Canadian Music Week. You shared the stage with Black Eyed Peas, Taboo, and amassed more than 2 million plus streams on YouTube for your stunning takes of R&B greats. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So are you pleased with the success you have garnered so far?
I think that you always have to pat yourself on the back a little bit in this industry, especially. But I always have my eyes set forward and I'm just always looking to make something bigger, make something better, especially with the music that I'm working on right now, which I'm super excited about. Some of it's already out. Some of it is coming very soon. And even after that, I'm working on new music and I'm always just looking to evolve.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
So this first song came out on July 2nd. This is called Willow.
Joining me via Zoom is Toronto-based pop singer-songwriter Amir Brandon. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I've been wondering who you spend your nights with. You've been keeping distance just to hide the truth. That I am still the only one you need. Think that I've been way too good to you. Now I don't do this often. Please just try to listen to me. I'm no good at letting go, like you pretend to be. Bet you're still thinking about me though. Not that I'm not you, even Willow. I go big, you just belittle. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it wasn't real. It was real. Started wanting everything I'm not. Cause you thought I was so planted that I couldn't walk. You've got a reputation for taking me for granted. Now that I'm not your weeping widow. You're still thinking about me though. Not that I'm not you even Willow. I go big, you just belittle. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it wasn't real. It was real. Now I don't do this often. Please just try to listen to me. I'm no good at letting go, like you pretend to be. Now that I'm not in the weeping widow. Bet you're still thinking about me though. Now that I'm not your weeping widow. I go big, you just be. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it wasn't real. Cause it was real.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Zoom, Amir Brandon. So Amir, your debut single, Champagne, walk us through the process of this song.
I started writing this song with the production already in place. I'm very often inspired by production that's already there because it just influences melodies and even lyrics that just kind of come out of me. The inspiration behind Champagne is that it's a song that I wrote kind of as an anthem for introverts. I'm a bit of an introvert myself, with the idea being that if you're ever feeling kind of down or you just went through a breakup, I know that friends often tell us to go out and go a little crazy just to forget about what's going on. But sometimes I would honestly rather just lay in bed at home and wallow. You know what I mean? And that's totally okay as well. And Champagne is a song about celebrating that.
And set to launch this summer is your debut album titled Lonely Club. Tell us about the concept of this album.
In the Lonely Club album, each song represents a different, I guess, aspect of how I've experienced loneliness in my life, be it through relationships, even in the music industry. There's a lot going on when it comes to rejection or doors being closed. And so I wanted to write music that I think that people can relate to in that way. And I thought it was really cool to call the album Lonely Club, because even though a lot of us feel this loneliness, we're kind of like a group of collective people that can relate in that way. So it's kind of like a club. And I just thought that was a cool idea.
So with most artists embracing the virtual world, how are you adapting to this new environment?
To be honest, like I said, I'm a bit of an introvert, so it hasn't been too much of a change for me. I'm pretty comfortable just chilling at home and even making music at home. I do miss the movies, though, so I'm really looking forward to going to the movies with a friend or two.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
I would like to consistently keep making music and to keep improving. I would love to keep playing shows within Canada and beyond. And I think that the key is just consistency, because I don't want to have to slow down. I don't want to run out of ideas. I doubt that I will, because there's always something else to create or to write about.
And where can we find more information on Amir?
Honestly, if you just Google my name, Amir Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, you can find me anywhere. I'm usually on Instagram if you want to find me. My username is Amir Brandon.
And thank you, Amir, for being my guest and wishing you continued success with your musical career.
Thank you so much.
But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
The next song you're going to hear is Champagne.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
10 in the evening. I should be leaving. Still in my jumpsuit in bed. On second thought, the party, the small talk and the bubbly. Think I'll stay in. Spending time with my broken heart. Vibing to careless whisper. Maybe it makes me crazy, but I like the way it hurts. Don't want a glass of champagne, just let me dance with my pain. Getting them off the heartache, just let me dance with my pain. I wanna be alone tonight. Friends are wasted, asking where I've been. They don't know what I know. No. Drinking my feelings won't do a thing, do a thing. When I don't wanna let go. Dancing in the hall with my Jordans on. Everything's a blur. Ooh, does it make me crazy if I like the way it hurts?
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Amir Brandon for being my guest and wishing him all the best of success with his debut single, Champagne, and forthcoming album premiere, Lonely Club. For more information, visit amirbrandon.com or his social media platforms. Special thanks to Eric Alper for making this interview possible. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.